All right, so Crystal, there's so much that we have to consider when it comes to being our best, finding beauty. And I know we say the word beauty, we normally equate that with females. But I realize, too, that men, we need to be finding whatever beauty or handsomeness, whatever you want to call it, whatever is good in us, needs to be found in us as well, and so that we can help to do our part to help make the world a more beautiful place to live. But your focus is the women. And one of the things that you have put together, an awesome mission that helps women be their best, is She Blossoms.
Yes. I thank God for putting She Blossoms on my heart. We officially started on April 12, 2016. So it's been 2 years that we've been a nonprofit organization through the state of Georgia. And I wish I brought my book, but I wrote a book called The Centered Woman before I started She Blossoms. And on the cover of The Centered Woman, it is available on Amazon. You can download it or you can purchase it, the hard copy. But there's a flower on the cover. And the reason that I put the flower on the cover is because the flower represents women. We are beautiful. We are centered. If you look in the center of every flower, there's a center that starts from the stem and goes down to the root. So we have to center our lives around our purpose. And the subtitle of the book is Focused, Beautiful, Happy. When you're focused on your purpose, you're going to be beautiful, not just for women, but for men as well. Whenever you are, you're at your best when you're walking your purpose. And then you look good. You look happy. You are prosperous. And not, I'm not talking about money, but your life is prosperous when you are focused and centered on your God-given purpose, whatever it may be, whatever God has called you to do. Once you embrace it, you shine. You shine whether you're a man, whether you're a woman. And so after I wrote The Centered Woman, the book was doing well, but I felt like I wanted to do more, you know, because people get the book, but then what? I wanted to do more. So I decided to start an organization that embodies the aim of what The Centered Woman was all about. So She Blossoms is about women blossoming into who God created them to be. We focus on women, but I don't neglect the teens and the young adults. The first program that we had, and we're getting ready to have our third annual, is called Tailor Made. And it is for mothers who have children with special needs, such as autism, multiple sclerosis, ADHD, sickle cell, Down syndrome, any type of condition that is a special need. Tailor-made is about the fact that God tailor-made them for a purpose as well. And even though they may have a special need, we want to let the mothers know that there is support in the community. So we have organizations come to provide support for the mothers. We have speakers that come and speak, special education teachers, mothers who have children who have special needs. And Tailor Made, which is going to be July 21st at Augusta University, Tailor Made is all about letting them know, look, you still have a purpose. Your child can still contribute to society. You can still contribute to society. Just because you are going through this doesn't mean you have to stop living. We also have an alternative school program where we go into the alternative school and we meet with the young ladies there who they have been expelled from school. They have been arrested or they have been put out of school. And we go and we meet with those young ladies and we tell them, look, you are still beautiful. You still have a purpose. Being at the alternative school does not define who you are.
How do they normally respond to that initially?
Well, it has been amazing. When we meet with them initially, they are not talking to us because they don't know us. They are very like clams, and it takes us a few months of meeting with them, and then finally they open up once they see that we care about them. Because many times they may be in foster homes, they may be going from foster home to foster home. Many times they have not been shown love, so it's hard for them to receive love or to trust. So She Blossoms, our aim is to open them up and say, look, what do you have in you that you can blossom? We do activities with them about self-esteem, career goal setting. We may have a mirror. We had a teen workshop. We also do teen workshop. And they were asked to decorate the mirror. And we had so many teenage girls that could not look in the mirror.
Really? They did not want to see themselves?
They did not want to look in the mirror. And these were not the alternative school students. This was another teen workshop that we had with students that go to regular public school, young girls. And a lot of the girls didn't want to look in the mirror.
Did they say why they didn't want to?
They just did not feel comfortable with what they looked like. They don't look like Kim Kardashian. They don't look like Beyonce. Their skin may be dark. Their nose may be big. Their hair may be. These are all issues that the young ladies and women are dealing with. They don't look like the images on the screen. That's why I was so happy when the movie Black Panther came out, because it showed images that are not normally displayed in the mainstream. You don't normally see women with dark skin. You don't normally see women with kinky hair or short hair. So from a woman that does look like that, since we don't see ourselves on the silver screen, we subconsciously, you can say to yourself, well, if they're not showing anybody that looks like me, I must not be beautiful.
And you know what makes that so amazing to me? You saw all these young people who did not want to look in the mirror. And now I'm getting that picture, and I'm kind of placing it next to a picture of me seeing all these women who are doing all these selfies, and it's almost as though they can't take enough selfies. But that's just part of the reality. Another part of the reality, you got other women, who young ladies, who not only are not interested in taking selfies, but they don't even want to look in the mirror.
Well, even with selfies, you don't know how many selfies they took before they posted that one. They may have taken 100, and then they want to put a filter on top because they don't feel that just their own bare face is enough. They have to put a filter on it because they don't feel like they are enough. With Black women, you know, so many times we don't feel like our hair is enough. So, and nothing against hair, nothing against getting weave or wigs. I get them. I wear wigs. I wear weave. But, you know, I'm natural. We can wear our hair however we want. But you have to make sure that you are secure in yourself, no matter how your hair is, no matter if you have makeup on or if you don't have makeup on. You may not be able to afford to get your nails done every 2 weeks. That's okay. Embrace who you are. If you don't love yourself, no one else will love you.
So, Crystal, does it become any easier for women to embrace the physical self if they first embrace the inner self, or does that matter?
Absolutely. I think that it is so beautiful to see someone who's confident in themselves, you know, with no makeup on, with just because they know who they are and they're confident in the gifts that they have. And that's very hard to do. If you have not been taught that, if your parents have not instilled that in you, if you were not raised in that environment most people don't naturally have self-confidence. Normally, it's something that has to be taught, and it's a result of your environment. Some people are naturally confident, but most people, I remember when I was in the third grade, someone said, you have a big nose. And before they said that, I never cared. You know, I was 8 years old, so I never thought about that. I remember one of my friends, she said that when she was a child, someone told her that she was fat. But before they said that, she never knew that she was overweight. But when that person said that, from that point on, she was always self-conscious. So many times, whatever you are taught, most of the time it starts in your childhood and it stays with you on through your adulthood. It may be something that a child said to you. It may be something that one of your relatives said. But with She Blossoms, we want women to know you have more in you than you recognize. And we want to help you to recognize the power and the talents and the gifts that you have within.
I think that is worth the discovering, ladies and gentlemen. Especially you ladies, not because men, what's inside you doesn't count, but Crystal's focus is the women. We're going to be talking more again about her books, more about the upcoming conference. She Blossoms, tailor-made. Stay with us. And when you get the choice to sit it out.